For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on this week's Cultural Baggage Show will be notable San Francisco attorney, Mr. Tony Serra.
You mentioned sacramental use. I understand that one of your clients, Mr. Eddie Lepp, wants to challenge the government on that factor. Your thoughts there, sir?
Yeah. No, you know, it's just fortunate that a number of good, you know, factors converged. Firstly, he is a bona fide Rastafarian. Secondly, there is law that supports the Rastafarian's use of marijuana as a sacrament. So it's a foundation law, and he happens, you know, to be the real thing. Thirdly, and this is probably the most critical, you know, or I don't know, the most significant element, he is willing to risk 20 years. He's facing a minimum mandatory 20 years in the top of life because he was a minister for the Rasta. He had a center. It was a church, and all the members were participating in quite a large grow. They did it open and notoriously. They sent letters to the governor. They sent letters to law enforcement. We are growing under the First Amendment to religious use. We, you know, our Rastas, words to that effect. So, yes, there's going to be a trial, and, you know, we're hoping that the judge will give an instruction with regard to Rasta's use. It is in the book, so, you know, we're optimistic. He is the real thing, and therefore we could establish a de facto precedent if we could get an acquittal. And of course, if we don't, see, this is why he's so beautiful and he's so real, he's going to do significant time. He'll be in for the rest of his life. But he's a man of principle, and he stands behind his vision, and he's a bona fide Rasta. So, you know, it's completely exciting. And yes, it's in San Francisco Federal Court.
I got to hang out with Mr. Serra's client, Eddie Lepp, for a while. We shared some sacrament out in San Francisco, and I got the chance to meet several other cannabis church ministers as well. And as you know, I am the High Reverend of the Church of God's Evident Truth. I hope I can soon make arrangements to invite Mr. Eddie Lepp to be a guest here on the Drug Truth Network. As Mr. Serra said, Mr. Lepp was growing his plants openly. I heard there was approximately 30,000 plants growing next to a highway with just a little fence between. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.